Now, we have here, coming to chapter 26, a very remarkable prophecy concerning Tyre and also concerning Sidon. And this makes this an exceedingly interesting section. Tyre and Sidon belong together. They belong together like pork and beans or ham and eggs. You never think of one and the other. Now, Tyre was the capital of the great Phoenician nation. They were a seagoing people. They plied the Mediterranean and went even beyond. We know today that they went around the Pillars of Hercules, the Rock of Gibraltar, and came up to Great Britain, and they got tin there. In fact, the meaning of the word Britain was tin. And they also established a colony in North Africa, and that was the nation and city that gave Rome so much trouble. And then Tarshish, north on the southern coast of Spain, was founded by these people. They were great colonizers, and they also apparently went around Africa, and they went a great deal farther than we have believed in the past. Now, Tyre was a great city, a proud city, a great place, and Hiram, king of Tyre, had been a good friend of David, supplied him with materials. Solomon didn't get along with him as well as David did, but this man, Hiram, apparently a great king, but also the center of the worship of Baal was there in Tyre and Sidon, and you have also this woman Jezebel. She was a daughter of the priest and king also of that area of the Phoenicians, and she introduced this worship in the northern kingdom. Now, God has a prophecy here concerning this place, and it is tremendous. It's first against the prince and the ruler of the place. Let me begin reading it, chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre hath said unto Jerusalem, Aha, she's broken. That was the gates of the people. She's turned unto me. I shall be replenished. Now she's laid waste. In other words, Tyre was destroyed at the same time that Jerusalem was. Nebuchadnezzar took Tyre. Now, verse 3, I'm reading, Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Tyre. And when God says that, you can be sure it's against the place. And I will cause many nations to come up against thee as the sea causeth its waves to come up. Just as the waves break on a shore, God says, Phoenicia and Tyre, the great commercial center, the great capital that's been invincible. Now nations are going to come just like the waves that have been breaking on the shore. Now what would happen? They shall destroy the walls of Tyre, break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock. Now who would do that? Now, actually, Nebuchadnezzar came against the city. He destroyed the city. But, friends, he never did anything like this. He didn't scrape it at all. And God's not through with it. Will you notice what he says? It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. That's an interesting statement. It's going to become a fishing village, not the great proud capital. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations. And her daughters which are in the field shall be slain by the sword. Now, you find that these colonies that they had established, they'd established one on Cyprus. Cyprus means copper, and they got copper from there. These metals were brought by the Phoenicians into the ancient civilized world of that day. Now, her daughters, they're going to be destroyed also. Let me read verse 7. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will bring upon Tyre Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and companies and many people. He shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, He shall make a fort against thee, cast a siege mount against thee, and lift up the buckler against thee. He shall set engines of war against thy walls, and with his axes he shall break down thy towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee. Now Nebuchadnezzar breached the walls of ancient Tyre, just as he had Jerusalem. And this statement was literally fulfilled. But he has said that he's going to scrape her dust from her, just like the top of a rock. Well, Nebuchadnezzar didn't do that at all. Now, verse 11, with the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all thy streets. He shall slay thy people by the sword, and thy strong garrisons shall go down to the ground. Now, what about it? How about scraping it? Well, let's read on. Verse 12. And they, not Nebuchadnezzar now, God has said the nations are coming. Here comes another nation. And they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise. And they shall break down thy walls, destroy thy pleasant houses. And they shall lay thy stones and thy timber and thy dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harps shall be no more. And I will make thee like the top of a rock. Thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon. Thou shalt be built no more. For I, the Lord, have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Now, friends, may I say to you that this prophecy just seemed like it could never be fulfilled. For 300 years, there were the ruins of Tyre, and they were, I tell you, very impressive. But this hadn't been fulfilled. Who's going to take up the stones and even scrape it, and even the dust, put it in the ocean? Well, out of the west, there comes this goat that Daniel talked about with the strong horn. That was Alexander the Great. And what had happened was that Tyre decided after the destruction of Nebuchadnezzar that they would go out to an island, since there were seagoing people, and on that island they'd build a fortress and they would be there and nobody could get to them. Well, when Alexander got there, he saw the ruins of the city, but out yonder on the islands where the people are and where the new city is. And what did he do? He had plenty of time and he had a lot of soldiers. So he decided he'd build a causeway. And where did he get the material to put out in the ocean? Why, he scraped old Tyre, and he took the pillars, he took even the dust, and he just poured it out there and built a causeway, and his army went right into the city of Tyre and destroyed it. And from that day to this, it's never been rebuilt. Now, may I say to you, you can say that Ezekiel wrote history about the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, but you sure can't say that he wrote history when he wrote about this man Alexander the Great. Now, I've been to ancient Tyre. I've stood in those ruins. And I must confess, I was a little confused at first. I drove down the coast from Beirut, and the Mediterranean Sea's on the right, and I get down here to the ruins of ancient Tyre, and it's over on the left. You know what had happened? I couldn't figure it out at first. It was really puzzling. I had walked out on this isthmus now that this man, Alexander, made, and there are the ruins. They've been excavating there, and I walked down through some of those trenches, and I ought not to make the confession, but there was all kinds of pieces of pottery there and other artifacts. I just picked up a couple pieces of pottery and put them in my pocket. I think I still have that around somewhere. That was ancient Tyre, if you please. This was literally fulfilled. Now, in one sense, this is one of the most remarkable prophecies that you have in the Word of God. And it's been literally fulfilled. And there's the place over there. It's one of the best places to build a city I've ever been. But nobody's built it back. Lebanon hasn't. Sidon stands today as it always has. But Tyre went down, the main city. You want to say today that the Word of God is guesswork, or that this is filled with all kinds of falsehoods? May I say to you, it's not my business to explain this to you. It's your business to decide how it came to pass. I'll tell you what I believe. It's the Word of God. Only God could prophesy like this. Why, our weatherman has had a lot of trouble this winter. He can't even tell you what it's going to do the next day. God said what was going to happen in 300 years and what was going to happen even today. If you can rebuild Tyre, you can contradict God's word. But I advise you to invest your money somewhere else.